This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Are you sure it's not Steve at 97.3?
It is. Steve Perry at 97.3. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Steve Day, formerly known as Hump Day.
Right.
Forevermore known as Steve Day.
Till the next
just
time.
Rename everything. The Celebrity Steve coming up.
That guy's taken over my own in particular news cycle.
Oh my God. He was everywhere. Well, he tweeted. Then there was like a whole like snafu with the, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say.
I'd be careful if I were you.
Okay. I'm not going to say too much. Maybe tomorrow I'll report some of the stuff that happened yesterday with pre-sale stuff that happened and then got yanked back and then happened again somewhere else and then got yanked back.
Oh, I didn't even see that part of the
story. Yeah, there
the
was
story.
There was some, I would say it was in the Steve Perry camp. I think it was a day of a lot of confusion and a little bit of being overwhelmed. But no matter what yesterday was, today's Steve Day, and he's coming on at about 8 o'clock.
Well,
cannot
look,
wait to talk to him. He's an idol of mine.
And he's back,
yeah.
Like, as good as ever.
So it would appear.
Right. But I don't, you know, he had to dust off his team and his, what do they call these,
vocal cords,
all the stuff. No surprise that they weren't, you know, up on all this Twitter stuff.
Right.
It's a lot to handle.
Times
you actually need your own social media team,
right,
mm-hmm.
that's going to manage that stuff.
We got one.
Because it's out of control.
Yeah. I'm so glad I'm not in charge of that. Just seems like it seems like just a problem
yeah,
waiting to happen.
You err on the side of caution.
Yeah,
is all you.
If you
need
have
to
any
do.
Question about it, don't post it.
Yeah.
You need to have a kid who knows how to hashtag
yeah,
everything.
That's what you need to do. You
when
need a
Hooman makes a post, he's got 300 hashtags, killing it, radio. Like I'm.
Yeah, and apparently that's necessary.
Family
Sunday fun day. Yeah, you never know where we're going to land.
I look at all these tags, I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know what half these are.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even tag mine. I don't even know.
No.
I used to
you guys' names in them.
Yeah.
Like, I guessed, you know, that maybe you'd see that because you were, mm-hmm. I don't even know if that means you're like, I don't even know how to tag a picture. I'm so stupid.
I know how to tag.
I just
don't do it because I'm
right.
there. Take a picture. Done.
Right. Just put it up.
Like,
I'm
not going to sit there and right. do all these things just because I don't have the time. I'm trying to enjoy the moment. And
yeah.
I just want to share it real quick. There you go.
I just think that that's because the mindset for us older people is that we are trying to enjoy the moment. You know, it occurs to you, oh, this would be a good social media post. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, I got to get my phone out, go to Instagram.
Exactly.
What is this filter crap? I just want to put this stuff up.
Yeah. I'm like,
but the kids, they're like, that is their life. Like,
yeah.
that
well,
is who they are. That's the representation
cool.
of
yeah.
them.
They've
so they
grown up
do
with it.
It,
though. I know that I grew up, there was often a kid or someone around who took up photography and would
document
that.
Stuff,
and it was
right.
their thing. But I never, even when they said, I got some great shots of you skateboarding at this, I'd be like,
okay.
Cool.
Good for you.
Right?
Yeah.
Show them to me.
You're welcome.
I can't. It's going to be a couple weeks until I get them developed.
I'm awesome, aren't I? I never even thought. Now I wish I had them, but I never even thought. And I
sure.
always think of this trip with my friend Scotty where we bought these underwater cameras and we were going to, disposable ones?
In plastic. And
right. And we're in Cabo, and we've rented this car and gone on this journey and found a spot, this shipwreck thing where we're going to go surf. And I've got the camera, and I'm like, hold this. And he takes it, and I walk away from him, and he's like, ah! No one wants to hold the camera. The thing sits in the sand, and we have zero shots.
Yeah.
of us surfing in Cabo, because who's going to carry that thing?
I did like it when they came out with disposable cameras, though, because I felt like I know my family had a camera, and there are pictures, plenty of pictures of us when we were little, and even some like that Super 8 movie
VHS
camera stuff,
kind of
right? But even, you know, the earlier stuff, even with no sound on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like a hassle pulling it out. And I remember I got a camera.
Like the silent movies.
Yeah. Right. Like you want your dad to put Benny Hill music to it or something. Because it was always the speed was always just a little bit off and the colors are wonky. And but you'd get it. You know, I remember I got a camera or something. I think I must for like a birthday or Christmas or something. And it came with like a couple rolls of film. And as soon as I was done shooting the film, I was like, well, that's it for the game. Like, that's it. You just don't even... I was like, I'm sure at some point maybe those get developed. I don't certainly remember any of them. But yeah, there was... I'm grateful now looking back for the people who did take pictures. Because now everything's documented. Like, every little
social media-wise, back around to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Dumb thing in your life is posted up somewhere for you to see and remember forever. But yeah, we just didn't live our lives like that. So for me, I have a healthy fear of social media. I've seen it destroy so many people.
I don't think everybody's caught up in whatever went wrong with Steve Perry's social networking. But I was actually, there were some emails that came out that said, hey, that too much information's out there or whatever. And then I looked and went, it's all out there.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's not out there.
This like easy, slow, you know, teasing rollout they want to do
now. They're crazy. They're not going to be able to put that genie back in the bottle. Like George writes me and sends me the song and the video. And I'm like, how'd you get that? He goes, it's all over the place. Right. And I think he said Neil Sean's page had it posted. I'm like, oh, man. And then I looked on another source I use, and that's where I actually watched the video and was like, wow, it's really good.
I watched
song
the video
is catchy
too.
As hell.
And I watched it.
Yeah, we watched the video
nice,
just
right?
now in the other room, too. Like, you know, there's a guy who's 69 years old and is back at it. He looks really happy to be there.
So happy and just healthy.
He does look healthy. And it's a fancy footwork. He's got a little bit of
footwork. My God. When he did some little
kicky. I was like, Steve Perry.
Hot.
Yeah, I know. There's a little kicky thing. And,
I like it.
Yeah. It's funny because there's at one point, we're watching the video and, you know, it's clearly Steve Perry. If you're a Journey fan or a Steve Perry solo artist fan, you know what he looks like. But they cut to this profile shot of him because he's got that, like, he's got a nose, a recognizable nose.
Absolutely.
And they go to the profile. I'm like, there it is. Like, there it is. God, that just reminds you of, like, brought me right back. Like, oh, Steve. Good for you, Stevie.
Yeah.
So anyway, like, out of the blue, Steve Perry's everywhere. And I personally am... This is like the day I didn't even know I was waiting for. Like, I just never expected to ever get a chance to talk to Steve Perry.
It's probably not worth... I don't know how long we're going to have to talk to him. Do you?
I think 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere around that.
That's what we think.
Mm-hmm. We're probably not going to get to all this.
Well, and I don't want to get to everything because he's coming in at the end of the month. So, you know, I want to have some other
stuff. If we don't blow it.
We're not going to blow it, Vinny. Stop it.
On the song listing that's leaked and everywhere... Mm-hmm. It shows who he wrote with. Did you see that?
I didn't. I didn't look at this.
Oh, okay. So one of the songs he wrote with George Harrison, I'm assuming...
That was a while ago.
There's a new guy named George Harrison.
Maybe he wrote
it. It can't be.
But he hasn't put anything out in 20 plus years. It can very
well
be.
When did George Harrison die, though? The 90s?
No.
He died in 2001.
It can't be the George.
It can be. He hadn't put anything out since like 1996. It's possible that he had. I mean, look, you write a song with George Harrison.
What do you run
you
to his bedside and quickly ask him anything? Give me a
you
sentence.
You know what? Let's ask him about it.
All right. He also wrote with John 5. Do you know who that is?
I have heard of John 5. Is he? He's a guitar player, right?
He's the guitar player who started with Marilyn Manson and now plays for.
Is he the one that Marilyn kicked out?
No, well, I mean, there's been fallout from that band nonstop. Right. I don't know if anyone's original left in that band, but he now plays for Rob Zombie. But he's a shredder. He is really a great guitar player. And when I saw his name on there, I just thought, such an unlikely pairing.
Right.
69-year-old Journey love song singer Steve Perry with John 5.
47-year-old. So he's looks like he's associated with David Lee Roth, Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, yeah. Red Scare, Square Black, Meatloaf, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Katie Lang. And it looks like John
That's a pretty
Five,
wide spectrum of people.
Right.
I didn't know Katie
From
Lang.
From Rob Zombie to Katie Lang?
He's going to be at the Contra Costa County, I assume, fair August 28th.
John Five is.
John Five.
Yeah, that's solo. So, oh. But he's a shredder.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good. So I can't wait to hear that song.
I know. This is actually...
What's that going to sound like?
This is pretty GD exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
It's going to be...
Amazing. Incredible.
That was your line, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman, you just say it's going to be incredible.
Hooman said don't come to him today.
Why? What's the matter?
I just, you guys have this big day, yeah. And I'm just going to enjoy it like
Let it wash over you, Hooman.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know Steve Perry at the level you guys know him, so I just...
Just bathe him with Steve Perry.
Like we did, yeah.
Yeah, oh my God,
Hooman's
Journey.
Hooman's young, you guys.
Yeah, he's really young. He's only 42. What are you, 43? He's 43.
Hey, let's go to something else. So I'm watching the news, and this morning I was stuck in just standstill traffic.
Oh, yeah,
And it looks
yeah.
like there's still a SIG alert northbound 101 before Millbrae Avenue.
There was a fatality.
Two-vehicle accident. Looks like they're reporting it's a fatality. But it was standstill. All the lanes, just red. And then coming past me, you know, 5 CHP officers, 2 fire trucks. It's like,
Yeah, thanks for the call, because I would have been stuck in that.
You would have been stuck in that. Probably still.
I took 280 and went around it, and here I am. Easy as...
Could be.
So,
then there was all those lanes blocked. Bryn experienced the lane
I did,
blocks
yes.
over
I
at Camp
passed
Candlestick.
Passed up that traffic, the crazy accident.
And everybody's trying to make their time, so everybody's speeding around, going in different lanes. It's like, if you're late, you're late. It's okay.
Yeah. Well.
Make it be okay.
You have to make it be okay. Like, I think that, you know, depending on what your job is, that's the thing, you know.
Some people if you got a punch in a clock and all, but listen, you can't be responsible for a fatal collision that occurred.
It's the tough part about things that happen early in the morning like this is that, you know, no one wants to get up to an alarm. I'm just going to make the blanket statement. I don't care if you have to be at work at 10 o'clock. You don't want to hear your alarm go off in the morning. But at that time of day, I think some people specifically leave that early just to not have to deal with a giant commute.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're stuck in it, it's extra aggravating because...
This is why I leave early.
This is why I leave early. This is why I go into work at this time. And so it's, you know, you have to take a breath and realize, you know, someone is tragically injured or worse.
Someone's not going home tonight.
Right.
I hit 3 red lights. Took me 7 minutes.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
I'm okay.
He doesn't mean to brag.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
I made it all right.
I mean, 3 red lights.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Hooman.
Well, once I got in the Embarcadero, it was all green.
What a rat.
Hooman. Hooman the rat. Hood rat.
Yep.
Who rat?
I thought about turning around as I was on Millbrae because I saw all the traffic on the right.
Oh, you can see it because you're up
heard
the hill?
KCBS saying, you know, there's a fatal accident at Millbrae. I'm like, is it before or after my exit? And I look to the left and it's all clear.
Oh,
and to the right is all lights, you know, with the police officer lights, vehicle lights, all that.
Emergency vehicles.
It was crazy. And then we got to the other part. I thought about Uzette, which is next to Candlestick. They closed down 2 lanes on the right. And it was bizarre because there were cones. And at
they're
night,
cones and it's so
you
dark.
Can't see the cones because there aren't any lights there. So I was having difficulties looking, where is this? Where can I turn
Where do
over?
I get off?
Yeah.
So there was a way around this use? You said you were in standstill traffic, but they must have brought it.
These are 2 different occurrences.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I made it like, oh my God, I just drove 2 more miles and now I'm dealing with this.
Ugh. Oh my God, fun at 4 in the morning.
So that, Vinny, that particular thing, I think the signs, Brian, I don't know if you saw them, I kind of saw them. That's going to be going on maybe for a couple weeks. Those 2-lane closures at Candlestick as you get on through 280-101. Oh, well, you're probably going to be gone. How's the baby doing, by
the way? Yeah. Baby watch. Oh, my God. I can't believe it took us this long to get the baby watch.
Did you guys do it last night?
No. She's incredibly uncomfortable. She's not happy. It's not. Yeah. It's the hard part, everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's her sister's going to be her
birth coach.
She's going to be there, and she's learning. She wants to do it as a side gig.
Oh,
like she works in the medical field already.
Be like a midwife.
I think
or
she
a doula
works for
or
a urologist or something. Oh. I don't know, but she works in the medical field already.
I thought you meant Isla at first.
Like, no.
Isla does already?
No.
The new one's sister. I get it.
No. Christina's sister.
What's her name?
It doesn't matter.
Dusty, let's call her Krusty.
Krusty it is.
Musty.
I'm sure she'd be much happier with Krusty being out there than Krusty. Yeah,
actual. Okay.
Erin is.
Erin!
Jesus Christ.
Erin!
We knew we'd get it out of here.
I'm so sorry, Erin. I tried. But they go Krusty on me. I mean,
better than Musty.
I don't know. I might rather have Musty.
Anyway. She teaches me this.
It's a hard choice. At least there's not stuff flaking off. Is
oh,
there?
God. You know, crust is
What's
only good
worse,
on pie.
Crusty or musty? The question of the day.
Yeah.
Take that to work with
both
you, everyone.
Think on that. Let us know tomorrow what you've arrived at.
I could put a poll up on, on Instagram.
That's gross.
I mean, all right, why
do
not,
it.
Right?
Do it. Yeah, do sure. it, homie.
I mean, it's to hear you two debating it. Yeah. Better than musty. I don't know.
Anyway, Erin is training to be.
She told me some things to do with this, like, it's not a bandana, but it's some blanket, and you're supposed to, why are you?
He's got to put up a picture with the Krusty or Musty. Oh,
great.
Pole.
So there's my face. Super.
It's Minnie's fault.
Gotta love Hooman. Anyway, so I'm supposed to take this blanket and put it around her back, and then do this weird, like to pull and to alleviate pressure on the back, apparently.
Oh.
So she's like, hey, holds the blanket up. I'm all, I'd already been, you know.
Oh, she liked it. So Dusty likes it.
Well, she was like, let's do your job, son. And I was like, all right, let me try this. So I'm trying it, and I'm like, it took a while to get it in the right position. And then I'm thinking like, man, you know, this probably works for couples in their 20s, but my old man back is going out on me. How about if I...
How about if we switch places for a minute here?
You do
I need a little
now.
Tension to alleviate it off my spine.
I'm all, hold on. I think I can get in a position that works for me on this. So I lay back. I get the blanket twisted around my hands. And I got my... I'm laying down now. And I got my feet on her knees. And she's all... Forget it.
Oh, that's the worst. When the girl says to the guy, forget it, that means you're not even trying.
I was trying to find a position. Listen, I'd been on the road all day. I had chores to do after I got home yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Your number one chore, as you call it, is taking care of that woman.
I know, but I got it. And then I had the woman. She also had a kid. I got to take care of this. So I made dinner. I did an hour, oh my God. I had the best moment last night.
Mm.
I put on, so I guess you grew up with Journey, right?
Yeah.
Like Steve Perry is your dude.
Yes.
Well, if there's someone that I grew up with that's sort of a constant through my youth into my adult life, it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay. I wouldn't say that they're my favorite band. I've just seen them 20 times
sure.
and I
but
always-
they're a figure in
right,
your life.
Right, they're always there. Right. They're constant. I love them. So I put on one of their records while the kid was in the bath. And believe me, I put on the Stones. I put on Waiting on a Friend. She goes, I do not like this. I'm all, ah. I go, don't make me make you like this. And she's like, how are you going to do that? Never mind.
She's
God damn it.
Kids, logic. You can't beat it.
They're too smart, huh?
And then she's like, how do you make someone like something when they don't like it, Emma? Never mind, I was kidding.
You rub their nose in it over and over.
I guess so, but I put on the Red Hots and she loved it. And it was like, oh, my heart.
Thank God.
I feel so good right now.
If she rejected the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well,
be devastating.
To reject the Rolling Stones even.
Mm.
What the hell's that?
Not every song's great.
Well, that's true. But look, not every song from any band is great.
You know what?
Everybody's got a dud.
For her to be like, put on Imagine Dragons and lock it in, like, over the Stones?
Right.
I mean, I don't hate the Imagine Dragons or whatever, but this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. It's probably just because I'm old and I was raised on the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
But I'm sure this band will have relevance to my kids and your kid.
Yeah,
but it's never going to have a lot of relevance for me.
Hey, everyone, the poll is up. If you go to the Alice Story.
Oh, the Alice Story.
Yes, which nickname is worse?
Yeah, worse.
Crusty or musty?
I thought we were going with better.
No,
I think
this one's worse.
Someone suggested Busty.
Oh, Busty. Does she have big ones?
Yeah, is she a big one?
Chi-Chi's?
I don't know.
Is that your nickname, Yuzi?
How can I answer
that? Yeah, that'll be
mine. It's the Mrs. Sister. Come on. What am I supposed to say?
Never be a beast of burden.
Did you play that song for her? That's their best song.
This is their best song. No.
No,
this
is not their best song.
Good God.
What's their best song?
Oh, I don't know.
You know.
There's a million of them.
There's a million.
I can't get no satisfaction. Paint It Black, Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sympathy for the Devil is great.
It's a masterpiece.
Like yeah.
Song's
it's
demonic.
A masterpiece.
That, you don't like it because it says devil in it.
Yeah.
Right.
This is fact. So.
Did you say Paint It Black?
Yeah, Paint It Black.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Mother's Little Helper.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah, they have a gazillion songs. But that Beast of Burden is a great song. I like that.
Yeah.
Wild Horses.
Oh, yeah.
Angie.
Anyway, she rejected the Stones but took on the Peppers, so I was...
It's good.
At the end of the bath, she took a 50-minute bath.
It's great. You can just sit there being on your eyes. Oh, my God. I used to love it. My kids are so happy in the bath.
I moved the
rocking
chair
bubbles?
Right to the doorway. I put my little portable speaker, which is about this size, right next to the bath, and I just sat there.
It's a moment where you're doing nothing.
Right.
It's great.
It's wonderful.
It is. It's great.
So that was my night.
I hope that she's... I hope that she's into the little sister. And I think she, you know, does she play with dolls and stuff? She does, right?
Whoa.
The princess dolls.
She loves the dolls, yeah.
I think that she'll like having a little sister. She's old enough to kind of appreciate it and to help be, you know, it's
a kids
like to feel like they're helpers, right?
She was
Mommy's
asking
helper.
For it.
Mother's little helper.
I want a sister, you know, because some of the other kids she knows have brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. She was asking for it, but she doesn't know what that means.
Right.
She doesn't know that someone's going to take her crap from her room. Move it to their room, and then call
and then
it
scream
theirs.
Scream it's theirs, right?
That, well, as soon as that starts happening, she's gonna be like, "Get rid of this kid."
Nah, she's gonna. I'm telling you, she's old enough. It's gonna be good. She's
what are
gonna,
you talking about? You didn't like Tina?
Yeah, I know, but I was only like 3 when Tina
and
was
your
born.
Kids didn't like each other too.
I had my kids really close too. I actually think that's what I'm saying. I think she's old enough to have a little bit more of an appreciation for it. She'll see herself as she'll really see herself in that role of a big sister, and she. Knows what life is like before and after. And I do think that, you know, I loved, like, when my mom would, you know, pat me on the head, what a good helper. Mm-hmm. I used to, I just loved that. You know, kids want to please. They want to feel like they're part of the family, even if they wouldn't know how to put that into words.
So, I have a friend whose daughters, the two daughters, are best friends. And watching them be best friends their
whole life,
I don't know, I think they're 3 years or so. Mm. 2 or 3 years, they're best friends. And to me, that's like, okay, if that could happen, it's totally worth it. Because I'm going to be poor and, you know, working anywhere to be able to, you know, pay for these kids.
Or we'll be here the whole time.
Yeah, we will.
For 20 more years?
I don't know, man. I would have never thought we could be here this long. It's, you know, what I didn't realize was that not only were our original listeners going to grow old with us, but their kids are going to grow up on us. Yeah. And now their kids are having kids. And they're doing the right thing and making their children listen to us.
Good job, everyone.
Good job. How did it become 10 minutes after 6? How does this happen every day?
Blah, blah, blah.
And why don't I look at the clock more?
Yeah, I mean, you got this.
I noticed it's 6:05, and then I started printing stuff out.
6:05 is when we need to break.
Well, then you should pay attention, huh?
I should probably just, look, I'm very involved in the code. You're the producer. You tell me when.
I have too much fun.
All right.
You guys want to know the poll so far before
Before we go, sure. Whom and why not? We're already horribly late.
All right. So 104 people have viewed the Alice Story. 37 said Krusty's a worse name. 29 said Musty's a worse name.
Also, Musty edging out Krusty.
No, we'll Krusty's see. Edging out.
No, but Musty's better.
It's, oh, Musty's
if
better.
If you got to
yes.
have one, Musty's the one.
Yeah.
What is Musty?
It's like a mildewy,
moldy.
Smelly.
Yeah.
Like a like that like attic smell.
Having a stale, moldy, or damp smell.
Yeah.
A stale taste.
Like, is that like taint smell or something? Musty.
Well, no, that's more of like a ripe, like to me, like
I don't know
you
what
know.
Taint your smell.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm trying to think.
There is
I don't know what
smell,
you mean, musty.
You know. No, musty's like a basement or an attic.
Yeah,
it's like
oh.
a, it's like a mildewy,
hasn't
damp,
been opened up in
right.
a long time.
Ugh, it's musty.
Mm-hmm.
Like you open up a trunk and it's like yeah. musty.
What part of a person would be musty though?
No part really, oh, okay. probably, but you know, that's why you wouldn't want to. Be that because that's not a normal smell for a human. It's like an old person who's been in bed too long, maybe. Actually, no.
I'm thinking like you open either. Up, if you leave your stuff in the washer for too long and then you open it up, you're like, ooh, that must.
It has to run again.
I'm going
to
go ahead and rerun this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, good. I
put
don't have to
put your fresh
do any...
wave in everywhere.
Right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It used to be Hump Day. Now it's Steve Perry Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.